Ken Finnan. And roll call.
Randy Ziegler.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
And now we'll do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we'll let Dave take it away. We're going to talk about the solar grant opportunities, and Laurel's here to help. She's our grant writer, for those of you who have not met Laurel.
Thank you.
A little background, as you may recall, we started this a couple of years ago, and we were looking at both the fire hall and this place, and decided, because of the not knowing what's going to happen with the fire hall buildings, just to have solar in this place. And so then we got three bids from different contractors. And we settled on Wolf Track as the best of the three. And then we've gone back and forth with Wolf Track trying to get the best and most current prices. And so everything is spelled out in here, the system overview, energy production. But you can see on the roof there where that dormer sticks out. You know, if you go to the east and the west, there's shade that comes out from the dormers, so that's why those panels are missing on that bottom row, because they do get shaded from that dormer. And so that's pretty well, you know, covering the roof. There's another benefit besides making electricity is that it'll keep the building cooler in the summer, because the sun hits the solar panels and it deflects the heat, so your air conditioner won't run as much. There's 97% shade free is, you know, there's various and sundry things that go into the factor of shading. Even, you know, snow in the wintertime, we call that's part of shading. And so it sometimes gets up to 30% shaded in the wintertime. So we do the calculations with snow load for 3 months of the year and determine the maximum amount of electricity we can generate. And I believe that number is 139,100 kilowatt hours. And just to put that in common sense, figure at 10 cents a kilowatt hour, that's 13,900 or about 14,000 bucks a year is what it'll do to reduce your electric bill.
What was that number again? 13,000?
Yeah, it's right down below. When you look on that chart with the graphs, it's 14,605.
Okay. All right.
So that's your estimated bill now. And so the solar will produce 65,000, and that'll reduce your bill by $7,700. Excuse me, I made a mistake there. So the right-hand side, the blue color shows what the solar produces. The red is your bill, and the same as down below. So $7,700 a year is what the 40 kilowatts will produce. So they're using some of the best panels that are on the market. They're called V-Sun, and they're made partially in the U.S. They're assembled here, but the core of the panel comes from China. It's hard to get away from that. China's like 90% of all the solar panels in the world. They make the actual wafer, it's called, of silicon that does the work. And then the rest of it's assembled here. And then the N-phase inverters, you're getting the cream of the crop there. They're microinverters that each panel has one little inverter on it. So rather than if an inverter fails in a typical solar thing, you know, about half or more of your solar is down. But with these microinverters, you know, they're one at a time. If you have one bad inverter, you can just swap it out, plug and play.
Do you know when they go bad?
What is the life expectancy of?
We've had probably 50,000 of those inverters go through us in the last 10 years, and I'd say it's less than 1% of anything that's gone bad.
How do you know when they've gone bad? I mean, but, you know, when you lose half your array, then you obviously have to fix it, but if your little piece going out here and there, how do you... Is there a way to know that?
Yeah, there's a monitoring system. Because each individual inverter is monitored, you look at a screen that will look like the picture on here. It'll show you all the panels. And if one is bad, it'll show up like a different color.
Oh, all right.
And so...
Looking at the roof, it would show up as a different
color? No, this is on your cell phone or computer where it's monitored.
Okay.
So there's an internet address that's connected to your solar. So your solar is all monitored through the internet. And you will have that address and so
on. It'd be like on Ann's computer, she could look, or would there be a flag come up or a notice that if she's not looking at it every day, like anything else, we get compliant, we don't look at it every day.
Right.
5 years down the line, one goes out, does a notice show up on the computer then that
yes.
One is out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives a warning, and
they're easy to switch out. I would assume
they're easy. It's a plug and play thing. They get disconnects that twist and pop, and there's only two of them for positive and negative wire, and then a bolt, two bolts that hold them on. So yeah, it's a 10-minute job once you get up on the roof.
Sure.
So, but they're the best inverters in terms of no callbacks. We've had, like I say, less than 1% on 50,000 units. So that's a really good number compared to other inverters. So that's why we've gone to the micro inverters. They're a little more expensive than the string inverters, but they're worth it.
Should say a panel go out in the middle of all this because they're three high and I don't know how many long, but should say one in the middle goes out. How much room is there between the roof and the panels? Does the guy got to shimmy in there and change it out, or?
Yeah, it's about 6 inches. There's a thing called an S5 clip that stands up about 6 inches, and the panel goes on to that. So you can reach underneath of the panels.
But if it's on the roof and you've only got this much room underneath the roof, how do you get to, say, a middle panel?
Well, you have to take one off in front of it.
Okay, you take them off, going over to it, fix that one, and then replace them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're just basically nuts and bolts and then quick connects. So it's not very difficult. And the idea is to not have to do that. And that's why we go with the micro inverters rather than the string inverters.
Okay.
The string inverters are a big, like an appliance. And there's like 20, 30 panels come into one inverter. And so those are called strings of modules. So when something goes bad with that inverter, all of the modules go down. And so then if you're waiting for a month for a thing to be replaced, it seriously affects the production of the solar. So that's like why we like the microinverters too, because if anything does go wrong, you don't lose the whole system.
Are all of these parts readily available?
Yeah.
During COVID, we saw big problems in supplies coming from overseas. Is that ever, I guess I get kind of nervous about getting things from overseas after, COVID there. I had a furnace that didn't work all winter long because I was waiting for parts and stuff, so.
Yeah, well, these are the standards for the industry, so the wholesalers are stocked up on it. And there's like 15 wholesalers that handle VSUN, and almost every wholesaler handles Enphase inverters. And so Enphase are made down in Texas and Mexico. And so they're readily available.
Okay.
David, yeah. May I ask, from a practical standpoint for these folks, if some of the parts went out, who would they call to replace them at that time? Do they
Wolf
have to
track.
Go right to Wolf Track?
Yeah.
Could a local electrician do some of this, or
Or do you always want the experts, the Wolf-Trak people?
Well, no. We want to have your electrician trained so he knows what's going on.
Have you done any in this area, and which electricians are you currently using in this area?
Oh, Radke Services out of Brainerd, if you're familiar with them, they're good electricians, and they do quite a bit of solar. We use TM Electric out of Brainerd, Nisswa. We used Jim's Electric out of Baxter.
So there are several electricians that are pretty knowledgeable about this. This is considered low voltage, I'm assuming?
Yeah, all the stuff is low voltage at the module, and then it goes from there into AC. The microinverter changes it from low voltage DC to regular AC.
Is that something that's going to sit in the utility room back here then?
So it'll come down right into the breaker panels, right into the AC wiring.
Okay.
Outside?
Well, it'll come off the outside, yeah, but it'll eventually end up in the breaker panels inside. So that you'll be able to, there'll be cutoff switches by the breaker panel, and everything's labeled so that your electrician will know what's going on. But we want to train your electrician so there's no mystery about it. And if there anything needs to be swapped out, it's not that hard if somebody is okay climbing on the roof. But that's Wolf-Trak's job. They have a 10-year workmanship warranty. So that covers labor for 10 years. And if anything's going to go wrong, it'll go wrong in the first 10 years, most likely.
Is there equipment or something that we have to store in the maintenance room? I mean, is...
Well, if we'd like to have an extra module and an extra inverter on hand here.
Okay.
I think that's all right, but, you know, that's just one module, like 3 foot by 6 foot. And the inverter fits in a little box, about yay by yay. So it's not a lot of space and storage. And the electricity goes right into your service panel, where all the breakers are. So there isn't really anything space used up for that either.
Okay. You would have to have a computer, though, dedicated to that, or...
No, just an IP address.
Or a person screened to be watching that. We touched on that earlier. That'll be training involved as well, and make sure that the things are working well for them. If somebody wants to run it on their phone, if the city wants to appoint someone to watch it. I know enough to be dangerous because I went to Cross Lake Lutheran and saw there. And the guys were so excited to show me, that's what you were asking them on their market, to see how the arrays were lit up and the kind of usage they had at the time. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it's nice software. Yeah. And these days, it's so much difference. When we started, we had to do everything basically manually to try to find what the problem was. Now you go online, you can see the whole system module by module, and that makes it so much easier and quicker. But the idea is to not have callbacks and to have equipment that is secure and robust. And that's where the N-phase inverter come in. And the VSUN panels, there's no moving parts, there's nothing to wear out. And that's why they're warranted for 30 years. The hail, if you get bad hail, the warranty on it says it'll take 1.5 inches hail at 50 miles an hour. So if you get anything over that, your insurance covers it.
That's
the worst thing that can happen
to
solar.
The insurance needs to be added. I guess you're probably aware of that one.
Yeah, typically in a commercial building, it's just added to the umbrella policy. And it's just a rider to it.
Okay.
And there most likely won't be a charge for it. But you should check with your insurance agent. Make sure that's okay. So anyhow, L'Oreal has been working on the grants, and we've got two of them. In addition to the federal funding, which they will give you 30% in a direct payment check after you the project gets done, you've got all the receipts, everything, you turn them in with your, at the same time as taxes. I know you don't pay taxes, but that's why they give you a direct refund on the money that you spent, 30% of it. And that 30% of all the materials and labor is basically 30% of this $142,000. And then we have another grant through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency that's for $50,000 or $49,000.
That's a strategic decision, by the way. They allow a $50,000 maximum, but they're very clear in the application that if you take the full $50,000, you may have to have an on-site visit. There's going to be more paperwork involved, more scrutiny. But if you drop it down under 50 to the 49, you get out from under all of those extra requirements. So I figured that for the extra work that the city would have to do, you'd make it up to $10,000. So I'm recommending that we go for $49,000 on the grant.
Sounds good.
We have that plus a Sourcewell grant for equipment of funding, and we just got one approved yesterday or the day before from Sourcewell for Sylvan Town Hall. They're doing their town hall as well, and so we're actually kind of paralleling the grants to the MPCA, and hopefully that'll give us an opportunity to get both grants at the same time.
And if we get the Sourcewell one, you're looking at, and this MPCA grant, you're looking at this whole system almost paid for. You have a few hundred left over.
No, that Sourcewell grant, are the funds not available this June?
Well, Ann and I chatted about that already. There's a conversation that she needs to have with the rep at Sourcewell, because we did just receive not too long ago the $50,000 for this fiscal year, which takes us up through June, and that's dedicated to the park. And that money has to be used, so paid to the vendor as planned, and a final report to Sourcewell made, which isn't too difficult. Dan and I can dovetail work on that. And then we have, come July, the next $50,000 that we can take from them. The fine point I'm not sure about that Ann's going to check on is if we take the park $50,000, pay a vendor, do a final report, even though that piece of the park is not yet complete, if that's okay for Sourcewell to consider the grant complete, so we can then go grab the next $50,000 for this. If they need the whole park complete, that's not going to be, we can still get it when the park is done within the next fiscal year, but the timing might be off a little bit. So the city might end up having to do some cash flowing before the direct pay, of course, comes in after the fact as well. So that's something we can talk about more as you wish. From a strategic perspective, there are some grants available for that gap cash flowing. Solar Moonshot is a funny named entity who has got some grants available to give to you, just to, pardon me, loans to get you through that gap period. Then you pay them back when it's done. There are other entities who do that too. So
The Sourcewell, though, that's a match. So the $50,000 is a match. So we have to match $12,500.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we can talk about that if that's funds on hand or some of the
Well, we've funding. Got, and that's where I was looking. Of course, we don't have it right now, but all the CDs that we've kept rolling along. And
What was I going to say? And Sourcewell, we can't apply if we've already done the work.
Correct.
So,
and this grant to timing is probably a whole other conversation, but yes, please make sure that you talk to us about timing.
Yeah.
Virtually any grant doesn't want you to do work ahead of receiving their payment. So if you've got multiple grants involved, that can get kind of tricky. To plan the timing just appropriately. But yeah, I'm not sure why, but it's a pretty universal rule that don't start the work until you've got the grant contract signed. Mm-hmm. So
it may be after July when we do the installation.
Or even into September. And granted, we're not going to get as much payback the first year, but August or September, just to give us a little bit of that cushion.
A little crunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things together and then end up with a whoops.
Exactly. Yeah, having to come up with all that money.
Right.
We want to make sure about the grants. This MPCA grant will be an April notification. It's due early January. So I'll be sending you a list of questions and I'll try to keep it as short as possible because I know how busy you are. But we'll know by April. And then the Sourcewell one, we can plan for that. If Ann can get an answer to that question about the park completion, if they're okay with just paying it, we can pretty much plan on that because if we get our foot in the door right away with Sourcewell before the funding runs out, that's virtually guaranteed to us. It's wonderful money. So.
It is.
I want to say you're fortunate to have Laurel as a grant writer. She's awesome. I've worked with a lot of grant writers over the years. And she does her due diligence, and she responds quickly.
She does.
Gets things done and knows what she's talking about. So.
I'm kind of overloaded on the information, though, but poor Ann and Tony. It's written some very long emails, but grants are complicated. There's
it worked,
so much
though.
To say. It's hard to simplify it. I do have a neat piece of information, David, I haven't even had time to tell you yet. And maybe you know this. In the Initiative Foundation, it's so cool that you're funding back to a funder. They have hired someone now to help with this direct pay paperwork that we can all take advantage of. So, because that's not something we do every day, so to have somebody coach us through that is wonderful. So you may want to, I'll try to find out more on that and hook you up when the time comes. That's out of ways, but.
Well, you don't know what that does to a city's audit, do you? I'll have to ask.
But everything affects it, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Okay.
You have a CPA that you work with or an accountant of some sort?
Yeah.
We can certainly send them the rules and they can look it up in advance.
I just know federal grants, like with the park, the reporting for a federal grant compared to a local state grant is a lot different. They were so relieved to hear the DNR was a state grant and not a federal.
Yes.
Because the feds make you go through so much more.
Yeah. Sometimes state grants have federal money. I checked, this one does not.
Right.
So.
Which is a relief.
Yeah.
Who is your accounting person?
Clifton Larson Allen.
Oh.
CLA. And it's Doug Host is our guy.
Okay, who is the person that Clifton?
Doug Host.
H-O-S-T?
Yep. So this, can you explain the MPC then action grant?
Sure. It's a pool of money that is available for anything that helps local climate. It's very green based. They are promoting projects that will help reduce the carbon footprint, for example. There's a lot of information in, you'll see even in this document about CO2 emissions, greenhouse gas reduction. And how we're presenting this case is that by having the solar energy, you're using less coal basically, and producing energy in a cleaner way. And thus making your entire community healthier.
If you flip two more pages ahead, then you can see the little charts. They're right in there.
Oh, yeah.
You
see those are the savings, carbon dioxide emission savings.
It's 1,285 metric tons of carbon dioxide saves. That's what your solar panels will do. And that's humongous. But you talk about what does that turn into, like passenger cars? That's 277 vehicles, 1 year's worth of emissions. And each of those are annual emissions, 144,000 gallons of gasoline. And that's why solar is popular, because it doesn't pollute. It generates electricity. And it's a nice, stable as the sun. I mean, the sun is intermittent. You can't get it all the time, but when you add solar to an existing grid, you can get this boost, and it's clean energy. So you might not know it here, But the plumes that are coming from where the coal plants are in Dakotas and Montana, that smoke comes over top of us and drops mercury down into our lakes. And that's why we have problems with not being able to eat the fish anymore, because there's mercury coming into the walleye and northern and big fish. So this is, you know, reducing all the emissions, including mercury.
Wolf Track has done this work for us, right, David?
Well, this actually comes from the federal government, from the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency's greenhouse gas emissions calculator.
But it's kind of a grant writer's dream, because that work has been done, coordinated with John and David, and I've been able to pull those statistics in because they want us to show how much we're saving in climate improvement, and so I've been able to just type that all up and put it into the grant. It's been really wonderful.
Yeah, and this is the main language that the grant wants to hear.
They are the odds.
Is Sylvan Township using any grants?
Yeah. Yeah, they got the Sourcewell one approved yesterday or the day before. They'll get the 30% from the federal government, and they're applying for this one, so they're going to hopefully get it mostly paid for.
Are they going with Wolf Track?
With the way, yes.
Okay.
It took me a little while because we did three bids and the bids just got let, and it was just a couple of weeks ago they decided on Wolf Track.
Okay.
I have about 40 projects in my head.
No, it's fine. Is their project similar to ours?
It's 30 kilowatts rather than 40. Their roof isn't big enough.
Okay.
But yeah, it covers the whole town hall roof.
Good.
So there will be competition for this grant.
That's what I was wondering. What are the odds?
I wish I could give you a percentage. I really do, because I thought you might ask me that. Maybe 50-50. I wish I could say it was better than that, but I think we have a good case. That's one reason I asked you how many entities are housed in this building. They want to show as much impact as possible within a community. So since this building serves the entire community in three different ways, with the city hall, the post office, and the bottle shop.
Let's throw the library in too. That'll make it.
There's a library.
Thank you.
And we have planning and zoning.
Okay.
If you don't want to categorize city hall altogether.
Yeah,
right. It's the clerk,
well, and that's
planning and zoning.
What I need.
Yeah.
And the more liquor store.
Oh, there's true. We have two stores.
And a restaurant.
Yes, yeah. Two stores.
Okay.
And a library.
And the library. See?
Yeah.
Very
so
good.
I think
all that.
Then basically today what I wanted was you guys to absolutely hear all this and then make a motion to approve Lori writing this grant. Just so it's all in minutes and recorded. And
I'm all for it.
So I guess the one thing that I kind of wonder about is, I'd like everything going on here. I really do. But how do we know what, how does this progress? Do we know what the city's going to owe for this project? Do we know how much we're going to get from the grants before we enter into a contract?
That's very prudent of you to ask that. The yellow number, the 142, is the total cost. And if you see the line items in the estimate, me and my great eyes at this age, there we go. The $49,000 is this climate action grant, and it is what we said is maybe a 50-50 chance to win. I'm going to make as strong case for us as I can. And the direct tax credits are virtually guaranteed. In fact, I was at a seminar this week where they touched on, we don't know what's going to happen in the grant world going forward now because things are changing.
And the political climate.
Exactly.
That was kind of a question I
exactly.
had too. How do you foresee this coming?
Well,
this change coming?
The direct tax credits they mentioned are IRS driven and they're not driven by the other bodies of government. So it would be at least getting toward next fall before any changes to those codes could be made. So I think we're safe on the direct tax. And there's probably also going to be a window of grandfathering in, I would think, if you've got something in play, that they're not going to shut you down.
Well, they have the act has been approved until 2032 for the IRA Inflation Reduction Act. That's approved till 2032.
If they don't rescind it.
They could probably try to claw it back, but they're going to have a hard time because it's under several layers of law.
So, but that's a great question. We should be good on the direct credits. This grant, I don't think at this timing would be pulled back for the MPCA.
They have $3 million for this round of the grant. And frankly, I didn't hear about it until just recently. And I think it was you or
Heidi. I think Heidi let both of us know, didn't she? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because it's Minnesota Pollution Control, it's just Minnesota,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So worst case scenario, we're going to end up with, say if we only end up with half of estimated grants, we'd be into it for about, let's say, $100,000 or just bare under, which is still, it's a money saving.
Right,
in
right.
In the big picture of things.
Yeah, if you scroll down the last number, the savings, I guess you can see it, $276,000. If there's some maintenance costs, you know, we have to subtract that. If you have to pay tax on the rebate, or you don't pay taxes. So, you know, it's $225,000 that you get back, you know, with a basically not only pays for itself, but gives you $225,000 in addition. So what can you buy now that'll pay for itself double over?
Can we then, before entering a new contract or anything, I mean, obviously we want to know if we get the grant first, correct?
Well, you know, regardless, I think this is a great deal. It's just nice to know where we're going to be standing.
Well, you need to know where.
I think we'd go either way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we'd go with it no matter how it lays out. So, you know, it's a great deal for the city in my term. That's my opinion.
This is something that's going to be past all of our time.
The biggest risk is the $49,000 to get back to what are the nuts and bolts of the upfront costs. The down the road costs are amazing. But you want to know how to cash flow this thing right now. So
right.
It's the 49 that's really the wild card.
And we won't know that till April.
Correct.
Well, so January 9th.
And you can't spend money.
It's due January 9th.
Right. It is.
I think they're going to decide by March, is what I remember.
Okay.
So sometime in March we should know.
March, April, yep.
Well, I like the project no matter how it's funded. It'd be nice to get as much funding, of course, as we can. But
yeah, even if we ended up at the whole 100, say it would cost us $100,000.
Right, right.
And that's where I'm mistakenly going.
And I don't know. I kind of believe
on the side anyway. But there's some other issues I'm going to talk about for sets and money too.
I feel that grant money and stuff like that's going to get a little tighter, a little harder to get coming up here. I believe. I may be wrong.
Again, ways down the road. I think you're right.
So I think the sooner we can
get on it,
yeah, the better off we'll be.
Well, this is due the 9th of January. That will give you enough time to put it all together.
Well, anticipating that you probably wanted to move ahead with it, I have been working on it. So I would say I'm 75% of the way through the draft.
Wow.
Yep. It's actually a first aid grant. It's not too horrible. It's not nearly as robust as the DNR grant. Much easier than that. So I've got questions for Ann. I'll have some more questions for David, maybe some more for Wolf Track. And then I'll be ready to get a draft out to you. Well, I can't wait too long. It'll be after Christmas, maybe the week of New Year's. Get a draft out.
And if we need to okay something, I'm just going to look what our next, what is the date for our council?
January 14th.
The 14th, so yeah. Not 5 days.
Because if you're going to move forward on the whole project, I would like that at a normal meeting in a normal packet, you know, so just so the citizens,
meeting.
Yeah. I mean, if you want, or if you're going to wait till you see if you get this 49, whatever.
Well, I think we should, I'm feeling me. My thoughts are moving forward.
Yeah.
I agree with you too. I think this is a good time, and I think we should, I think we should just do it.
Especially for this building right here.
We save money in other areas through other grants and other monies that we've gotten that we have set aside to do. So we have those monies available.
Just as an interesting thing, Trump has solar at Mar-a-Lago. Got solar panels up there to help power Mar-a-Lago. So I don't think he's opposed to solar. I think he's just opposed to have dependence on China and other places, which I agree with. Since they put the tariffs on back in 2017, we've had 195 companies set up shop in the U.S. now making solar panels. So there's about 50 of those companies that are actually producing U.S.-made panels now. And we're actually hoping that we can get USA-made panels for this, which will give me another 10% tax credit.
They're actually making the wafers in the United States now?
There is one place down in Georgia by Atlanta that's making them, and another place starting in Houston, Texas, and another one in California. They're just getting set up for it. So everybody is pushing them. So they're hoping to be set up, you know, by mid of 2025. So if we, you know, wait until July, which we may have to anyhow, then there's a likelihood that we can get the extra 10%.
And Tony, you mentioned other grants, and you probably meant other projects, but there's other opportunities that could come. You know, look how fast this one came up. We had to call a special meeting to talk about it. Things are coming up all the time. David's on the lookout for them, definitely. There's a gal in Brainerd at the CERTS organization who's watching our backs, too, and is sending us things. You don't know if tomorrow another one would come up, or I might have a few minutes to do a search and find something else. I'll check back with the Solar Moonshot to see if they have any new funding that's come up or will after the first. Do you anticipate needing any gap funding through loans, or it sounds like you're in a cash position that you could cash flow this?
That's what I've been digging for the idea. I think we've got some cash.
We do have some cash.
We do.
Okay. So I won't spend time on that then. That's great.
Are there any other questions that you have? I mentioned the 10-year workmanship guarantee from Wolftrack. That's one of the reasons we like them, because typically it's for other contractors, it's 1 year or 5 years, but they've got the 10-year workmanship. So that'll give you peace of mind. And then the modules are guaranteed. Module is the same word for panel. Panel and modules, same thing. So the modules are guaranteed for 30 years, and the inverters are guaranteed for 25. So it's a long-term investment. So if you've got some cash on hand, that would be good that you could do your own gap lending if you need to, and then the solar will pay you back.
There's other investments there. So
Wolftrack has mentioned a couple of times in big bold letters, Ann and I have had the conversation, is your roof in a really good shape? Because you don't want to spend all this money and all this effort and put it on a roof that is deteriorating.
Well, and I think our roof is...
And Ann said you're good.
We had it inspected, did we not, recently?
Yeah.
For hail damage and other stuff?
Yeah.
Just wanted to raise it.
I think that's a conversation we have had. Very important.
Then I remember talking about that too, and just for the actual labor involved, if you do need to replace the roof at some point, you know, it'll take us about a day and a half to remove the modules and the racking with a crew of four, and then do the roof however long it takes, and it'll take us another couple of days to put it back on. So it's not a huge amount of labor.
This really isn't.
Well, it would be something probably 20 years down. That roof is less than 10 years old, for sure.
Right, and by the protection those solar panels will give that roof, we'll get a lot more life out of that. Because they're going to be shaded always.
It's just a matter of doing the outside.
The only question I have, and this really doesn't make a difference or not, we've got a vent coming through that for the fan. No, it's on this side. But it looks like it might be coming through where you don't have.
Where the dormer is.
Near the dormer, but I'm not sure. But there's a certain amount of grease and junk that comes out of that. Would we just be better off moving that to the back of the roof? Or
that's what you'd like to do.
Just so we don't broadcast any.
Yeah, because the prevailing winds, are going to move that stuff off the roof. But you don't want to have it go over the panels.
Right.
Well, that's where if you move it to the back side, maybe you're taking that wind, and if it's below the panels, it might be fine to be where it is.
Well, right, and that's what I was kind of looking at, because, we get a wind every which way.
You got a big attic up above here, right?
Yeah.
So you can walk and we can move the vent easily.
Very easily, yes. I was just thinking, I don't know. Like I say, we get wind from every which way. If we put it on the north side, it'd be blowing over.
Right, that'll raise it up.
Yeah, and it might, yeah. But there again, if it's set below those panels and we get a south wind, then it's blowing it right up on the panels. So.
That's the kitchen vent?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe something will change. I'm still waiting for Carl's Gold. And the vent?
Right.
So I don't know if that'll
change.
Well,
I think there's always going to have to be a vent of sorts.
Sure.
There, so it wouldn't be at all difficult to move it. And I'm just, like you say, it's...
What about the whirly birds or whatever? I guess I don't know what's up there. The big...
I don't think we've got any on this side.
Okay, but what's the big units that are up there?
Oh, that's all on the other side, on
ready.
The north side.
That doesn't spew anything out. Okay.
And that one, I don't think, on the far end even does anything anymore.
Right.
It used to be the air scrubber for the bar.
Okay. So then all I'd need, if you're ready, just a motion to hire Lori or Premium Grant Services to write this grant.
I'll make that motion. To hire Lori to write the grant for solar panels.
And I'll second.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Vote.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Perfect.
Would it be any advantage for you to look into the utility room here at this point, or does it really matter to you?
I would like to look in, I did look into it a couple of years ago.
Oh, all right.
But I don't remember. I'm getting to that age now where the brain is full.
They all blend together.
It's right through the door.
To the right.
Right to the right. It says maintenance room. Go for it if you want. Yeah.
I have one question with the gap funding.
Yes.
Is that a long process if you want to take that route?
I haven't applied to them before for that. David, have you used Solar Moonshot or any other gap? Loan funders?
We've used the USDA.
Okay.
And
is there
that
a lot
paperwork
of
is horrible.
Okay.
USDA is...
My guess, Randy, is that Solar Moonshot is not that complicated. I think they like that niche. They like that little bit of interest that they get. I know their grant process is very easy. It's an online tool. Basically, it's not a big portal or anything. So, but I can ask them. I'd be happy to do that.
It'd be interesting what they
Well, and if you wanted to get really technical financially, you could see where your best interest rate was too. Maybe use their money instead of some you've already got tucked away.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah, there's another one I remembered now. It's called the Climate Infrastructure Finance Authority, MINCIFA. It's a Minnesota. But it's funded federally. They got like $100 million for gap financing. And they're at 4.5% right now. So we're using them for the big Sylvan project that we're doing by Sylvan Town Hall. We're putting up 10 acres of solar out just by the corner store. if you know where that is, go north of the corner store, there's a big flat field there right by the power lines. So we're using MNCIFA for that. I could look at, no, wait a minute, it has to be $250,000 minimum project.
Okay.
So we couldn't use MNCIFA.
There may be others, but I'd love to look at MNCIFA.
Yeah.
Say, Dave, you just said that they're putting up 10 acres there?
Yeah.
And that's for a city?
No.
No.
No, that's going to be for Minnesota Power.
Oh, all right. The question I was coming up is that you're exceeding that 40,000 kilowatts, and I was going to ask, but it's for the power company itself.
So. Yeah. And Minnesota Power doesn't have the 40 kilowatt rule.
Oh.
They're part of what they call the investor-owned utilities, IOUs. And the IOUs don't have the 40 kilowatt rule. It's just the co-ops and the munis, we call them, municipal power companies, that have the 40 kilowatt. And even some of them are going away from it now. The Conexus of the Twin Cities is going away from it. Wright Hennepin is. Even Crow Wing Power now says you can go up to 100 kilowatts, but anything that you don't use on site, you only get paid a small amount for it. But if you can use everything on site, you know, they'll let you go to 100 kilowatts now. So we had that discussion with these two buildings, you know, with the fire hall right. At one time, and they suggested that we put like one on net metering and the other one not on net metering, so then you could get the advantages of both.
Sure. Well, rules are always changing, I'm finding.
Yeah. I'll put some more thought into the gap lending here, too.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Well, thank you both for coming.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to talk with you a little bit.
Sure, we can find a spot maybe around the corner. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's that little conference table right in there.
Yeah, that brand new.
Yeah.
It's nice in here.
Yeah.
It's coming along.
Yeah. Thanks for coffee.
Well, have more if you need it.
No, I think it's
good. Yeah. Is there anything work on this initiative, correct?
Yeah, it's in your packet.
Yeah.
Right after Wolf Track. I didn't number the pages.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Lori?
Yes?
One of the things I wanted to touch on, which we're kind of jumping out of order, is we're doing with, and that's why I want Lori to stop as a grant writer. Moving forward, if we get that 5 acres, part of our job as council people is looking where we're going to be 40, 50 years from now.
Right.
We've looked at buying the property from Skeet, 5 acres.
Yep.
We've roughly got 7.5 here, I think. Anybody want to check?
7.5, 8, I think.
Roughly.
Yeah.
So 5 acres.
Is that the 5 right down here? Or?
No, it's right across the road.
Across the road, okay.
Called literally right across from the fire road.
Okay.
In my view, moving forward, is this no longer becomes the city hall. This all becomes part of the bar. We build a building over there with city hall in the front. Fire hall behind it, maintenance all under one roof, with his bunkers in the back, and we could probably put a helicopter landing somewhere up beyond that. And 5 acres is a pretty good chunk of dirt. That's kind of my vision for this city: is to move the offices into the front of this building, the fire hall. Gary and I just went through yesterday. The south half of that building is very questionable. We maintain the north half, remove the wall between maintenance and fire hall, and make that one 4,000 square feet of community center. We maintain the offices as an entryway, but we could close off the whole rest of it and make a great big
Possibly pickleball court, community center.
You measured out a community. You know, played off the walls a little bit.
Indoor, you know.
Right.
Just things, but like Mark says, we're trying to look into the future here. Yeah, we need more property here.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
I'm very close to Ron. He won't part with any more as far as we went to the foundation direction. He really doesn't, isn't interested in parting with any of that over there. So we need to look elsewhere, and I think this is our next best bet. And then in 10 years from now, the community growing the way it is, they can gut this interior and make this all into bar slash restaurant. I put it off somebody that at one of our meetings.
Yeah.
Diane resigned that.
Kind of solid.
Well, Eric, we're going to make this into a steakhouse. We went, ding, 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 ding. Really? I mean, it's here.
It's possible.
Then we could take that whole back room, make it into a decent kitchen.
And oh yeah, there's a lot that could be changed. I know that.
Absolutely, but I mean, that's just what I'm moving forward, and that's why I want Lori to hang out for just a few minutes. I don't know how much longer. We're all looking to retire.
I love hearing this because I know Anna's talked a little bit too, and she can't say a lot either about what the vision is. But I can't help you well if I don't share a little bit in what you're thinking, mm-hmm. because I can have my radar up, and I already do because Ann has clued me into the fact that you might be looking at more buildings or bigger spends. I will give you the caveat that the DNR grant that I got from you is the largest grant that I've ever won. I do have another client who I'm working on capital, searching for all the time. We've had good success. Funding for a municipality is a little different than a nonprofit. I'm not the best experienced grant writer to look for those big $1 million or multi-million dollar grants for you.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, I'd love to get there. So maybe we can help each other get to, you know, all of the ends here. So
this is very much in its infancy. I've talked to other friends and other residents.
Yep.
I actually had a long conversation with Ken Hersey this morning about this, and that's why I spaced off the meeting. But anyway, it's something to move forward. With the fire department involved, I believe there's other avenues of grants.
Definitely.
That could tie into the
Definitely. Too. I've already got the USDA in my radar. There's a person in Baxter that I think the city itself will have to meet too, but they will help with some large amounts of funding for buildings. Public safety, you're right. There's a lot of people that like to fund that. Waiting for a grant right now for some equipment, but they're, much bigger opportunities. That's going to be an area of study for me to kind of branch out and start to feel comfortable and who to talk to, what to look for. Networking, I can do some of that. I'm well connected. So.
And this isn't something for 2025 or maybe even not in 2026. Yeah. I'd like to secure the property first.
First, yeah.
And maybe then we start looking harder, but I'm looking at another council is even going to make the final decisions on what the building's going to look at and everything else. But
good point.
It's something in our minds that we, moving forward, that's kind of what I envision. Yeah. I don't want to go towards the corner either. We keep that, and that's something Steve Dahlke brought up years ago, that the city shouldn't be on the corner. Let's move over here a little bit.
Well, I'm big on planning, and you have to have visions like that to do a plan. So are you hooked up with anyone who can start documenting and fleshing out those plans for you? Because that's the first step, because for me to go get a grant, I have to have a plan. It needs to be, you know, you guys did so great on the DNR and worked so hard, and Tony, to get the splash pad, the vision, and get it in writing. That's something I can take and run with. So,
and that's where I wanted to get back with it, circling back to Ann, is we had somebody that was ready to draw blueprints for us, and actually did draw blueprints for us. And maybe we give them, here's a clean bill of slate. How much room do we need? How big does this building have to be? I'm thinking 80 by 300.
Well, like I explained to Lori, is Bolton and Menk were just here, so I think we'll wait till they come back with their report, correct?
That's going to happen.
And then, because she's ready. Yeah, I know she's ready, and I just said I don't know. I don't know if you're going to keep the building. I don't know if the building's going to go away. That's a big factor there, but yes.
And
it was
a half and half, what I just described. And
right.
We maintain part of it.
Right.
For a 4,000 square foot community center. That rivals
across the lake and...
Right. Think of the vendors we could put in there. then it was Bruce Bissonette who did, it was a remodel over there and windows and...
Just
and
the community center.
Just the community center. Yeah. So you we could certainly contact him when you're ready. Bolton and Menk, I mean, they are your engineers.
Ryerson had done some, I don't know what exactly he had done. I spoke with him.
He did.
He had done a rough
draft,
but Bruce had done
the full
detail for the community center.
Mm-hmm. It's something along those lines.
Yeah.
The direction I'm having in my mind. I don't know, does anybody else have any thoughts on
that? No, I agree 100%.
$2 million.
Exactly.
But, you know, another thing I'd like to look at is more property here, too. You know, that little piece up by Edgewild would be something for future.
It's too far off the beaten path for it to do anything other than...
But future. I mean, you know, to have it, to get it, could we turn that into community gardens and brush dump?
But right now, it's county land, and it's just sitting there. I don't think they're planning on moving it or selling it. Right. I don't think it's anything we have to hop on.
Oh, all right.
Once we go through the Bolton and Manx, you know, their report from next door, and then we do need to purchase the property.
That'll
give us the start, and then we can get the plans.
Yeah, that county I was thinking was rather inexpensive, and it'd be nice to have for the future.
It is, but... Like Tony pointed out, and with when it comes to GNR, that particular 15 acres is attached to a continuous, so they're not as liable. They don't want to part with that as much.
Okay.
If it was a standalone 15 acres, they'd be begging us to buy it, take it over, whatever.
All right.
Being as part of a continuous, they kind of sit on that.
Are you done with?
Thank you.
Well,
I just wanted your input and your thoughts on
it.
Just so you're kind of got.
Well, and if you need me to stop in at any other council meetings, just to listen, so I kind of keep my ear to the ground on what to look for, I'm happy to do that too. Yeah. I like that you want to keep it close, because I think having a whole campus that is sort of even almost color coordinated, if you will, you know, so it looks like this is all. It all belongs together, and I'm happy to go down that path for you. And if I see that the needs that you have are beyond my abilities, I can see if there's someone else I can find to help. Although I'd like to be that person, because I want to keep growing and learning too, and I've got a lot of energy, so I'll use it for you guys. So.
I've known it out there well since infancy.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
We don't even have on the dirt yet. So.
Exactly. And I think, you know, Ann and I just looked at a larger grant that we could have chased, but I think until you have that vision fleshed out and the plans written down and a pretty firm direction that you're going, we should probably stand down on chasing any grants. That doesn't mean that I can't keep a running list of, like the USDA is an ongoing funder, but the grants that come and go, we're not ready for those yet. But I can start making a list for when we are.
Good.
So it is helpful to be ahead of things.
If we tie this into doing a solar panel on it in the initial startup, I think it's going to be cheaper to... And you're looking at a building that's going to have a roof that's pointing the right direction, that's going to be 40 feet by 300 feet long. I mean, how much juice can you make with that? And maybe it can stand on its own.
Right.
Well, and that's a consideration for future buildings, too. They it might not orient the buildings the way you want them, but you got to have that south exposure to put a solar grid on, so you might want to consider that in your design of your buildings, too, if that's important to you. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about the change of direction.
That's okay.
That's
good to come up. Okay, we'll move on to approving a donation to the Initiative Foundation, $450. We do this yearly. And anybody's got the paper?
So we just need a motion to accept this $450?
No, to give them.
Oh.
They're not giving us, we're giving them.
Okay, so but they're also one of the ones that we're going to for a grant, so if we gave them those $450 now.
Well, we give them money every year.
Okay. And they did give us $2,000. this year.
And it gave us $4,000. Yeah.
$2,000.
Oh, $2,000
for the grant or for the park this year.
So, but being that we're donating them, like we have to if they come around,
it may.
Right. So, I need a motion.
I make a motion. We donate $450 to the initiative foundation.
Second.
Roll, please.
All right.
And review city clerk's vacation time. Ann can explain with all the stuff going on here. She's got extra hours and we have chances to use a lot of stuff. But.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion.
Plus 108, so you actually have like 330, almost 340 hours.
Which the sick time is fine. You know, when I leave, you pay me 40% of that.
Right.
But number three said under vacation leave, a maximum of 50% unused vacation hours may be carried over the following calendar year as of December 31st. These transferred hours will be lost if not used within 1 year of being transferred. So I was just going to let it go, but I just thought, God, I've been volunteering and tons of hours. You know, because I work beyond my 40, and I just thought, And I'm going to try to use some next week. And then once Emily gets rolling, then I'm going to definitely be taking some.
Very good. That's very good. And is Jess up to her 32 yet?
Mm-mm.
No. What is she averaging a week?
Probably 20, 22.
And the job description asks for 32.
The hired position,
yeah. 32.
Yeah.
I think we need to move her along a little bit into more hours too then.
Okay. So I could take, you know, I can carry over half of the 160 per our handbook.
Who's paying you
now? Well, you gave me the extra five, 35. Yeah, and then the extra $5 for the liquor, which will go away.
So you can carry half of that, 80 hours. So we're looking at 80 hours balance.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so 80 hours I can carry over, so then I have another 80. It's just been a little hard.
Well, it's difficult.
You do
being
a lot
such
of stuff anyway.
Well, and being such a small town, you know, when you leave, we really miss you. So,
yeah.
You know, or you're so needed that it's difficult for
you.
You've
got your hands on a lot of stuff.
Right now, yeah, but I hope she's going to come in and boom.
No, it's not going to be boom.
I know it won't be boom. But
I don't think it's going to take a couple of months to,
it will.
To speed. But even at that, I mean, if she's, you know, she seems like she's a quick learner. She's pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah.
So, and we give her some encouragement, and, you know, hopefully, you know, within a couple of months that she'll be on to the job and you'll be back to just your normal
exactly.
stuff. Yay.
It's been fun, I have to say. But so I just wanted to put it out there. If you want to allow me to carry it over for 6 months and
like
try to use
carry
it?
The whole thing over or 50%?
Well, to keep all of it, basically.
She already can keep 50% because it says right in the handbook that she already can use 50% or carry over 50%. She's asking if we'll carry over the whole amount.
But, you know, as the last sentence is number three is need to use them in that year.
Right.
Yeah.
Of this next year.
Can you
yeah.
use up a bunch of them? I mean, the only thing I worry about is if you're to take 2 months off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see you doing that, but
yeah.
you know,
no.
this,
at,
future,
the dis- but, at the discretion of the job,
right.
yes. I can't, yeah.
Because that would leave the city under hardship.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, that's just
but I don't want to see anybody lose their time. You've earned it, and I'd really like to see you use it, you know.
You think you heard it?
Unless I ask the auditor, I don't know. I mean, people have been paid out their vacation, too. it was just a couple years ago, Diana had 24, and you just paid her for them.
How many weeks vacation do you get now? Three?
Mm-hmm. Three or, maybe. No, maybe it is four.
You'd have 8 weeks vacation. I don't think you can use it all.
That's the thing.
I don't think we can afford it.
Well, and then I'll start it. Well, then I'll start accruing it again too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know as far as paying out for it. I guess I don't know.
Well, if we paid $35 an hour at 160 hours, it's about $5,600.
Yeah.
And then your sick hours too. I see you have those in there. So what is the on the sick hour? I know we're still on. We haven't done anything with vacation, but the sick hours too. So
that I just keep accruing as everybody else has because you get 40% paid out when you leave employment. So
that gets paid out later.
Yeah, I had.
You did
600-800 hours or something. It was unreal.
The sick, we can just let that ride.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
not. Well, don't worry about the
vacation. Would it make more sense to let her pay bring half of it over and pay off the other half?
I like that idea.
What is that 80 hours at?
About 25.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask the accountant first just to make sure I do everything right.
If it's all feasible.
Okay.
I think the. Do we need a motion on that?
I'm fine with it. I just we're breaking the norm of how we're originally pay this off. So
right.
I suppose we'd have to make a motion on that.
It'll have to be recorded.
It's an exception to the rule for this.
Right,
because of the extra work and
being a small town, like I say, every staff is so valuable, we don't have anybody to cover each other and to insist on they losing their vacation for
right. That's what we need to work. Yeah. That's what we need to work on. We need to work on bringing Jess up to her hours and her speed so that Ann can comfortably take vacation and not have to worry about it. We'll have to do the same thing with the new manager. She'll need a lead bartender or an assistant manager, whichever one you call them, but somebody who can take over when she takes her vacation.
Right.
So we need to work on that.
Yeah,
that very
absolutely.
A lot.
But then also with these hours that are carried over, I would like Anne to really try to get those used up as best she can.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have this continuing,
right.
In
2025.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Because in number three, as it states, you've got about a year to use it.
Right.
And let's try to kind of do what we can.
Yeah, which I will. Even if it's taken a half a day, you know, if you start, that's what I've typically done. If I don't take off days, it's half a day here or, you
right.
know.
But it,
and I use vacation because I don't want to lose it instead of sick time.
Well, it'd sure be nice to see you and Kelly go on a nice extended time together.
It would. He'd stop working. So here, Mark, here's your question. Vacation leave. It's on the screen. So 1 year is 1 week, 2 years, 2 weeks, 5 years, 3 weeks. So Emily will come on with 1 week plus sick time. And then after 2 years.
Well, I'm more looking at how much you're going to incur. You're in the 12-year.
Yep. Because I was hired after 1998. So that was 5 weeks. That's what Karen received because she was hired. So Chad is at 3 weeks.
That's in the employee handbook, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's been identified.
Yep. So yeah, if you pay me, the 80.38 would be half.
I'd be good with that if it's feasible, yep. You know, if it's legal.
Yeah, I'll make sure with the... I mean, I know Karen did it for Diana a couple of years ago. She didn't have that much, but it was
24. Did we do that with, what did 24. We do with Chad a couple of years ago there? What do you,
it was paid.
We had major snow, and then we had the three summer storms. And
did we
it was comp.
Carry over?
Yeah, you let him carry his comp.
Paid him
or maybe you paid him. It was either let him carry it over or paid him off.
Not that it matters.
Which, you're supposed to pay him off.
Yeah.
Right.
Is what you're supposed to do with the comp, I've learned. So, and he'll have some. Now, he has like 30 hours of comp from the ICE and all that. And I don't know what he has now. But, you know, we encourage him to use it. So hopefully today he took off early and is using some of his comp time.
Well, you started at 3:15, he's not going to be able to do the review. When do you leave? This weekend?
Day after Christmas.
Okay, so we got Monday or Tuesday, we can do the review.
Okay, so I just need a motion on that.
I'm having Christmas on Tuesday.
I'll make a motion that we pay Ann 80.38
at $35 an hour is 28.13.30.
Yep. That's my motion.
And let her carry over 50% to be used within the year 2025.
Thank you, everyone, for your help making my motion.
Group effort.
Second.
I'll second
that. All right, vote.
Aye.
This is totally not on the agenda, but I just want to have you think about this, or maybe you just say yes, I don't know. Amy, our bartender, said she might not have Christmas with her family on Christmas Day. So she's wondering if council would like her to open the bar in the later afternoon.
Please check on that. It used to be you could not.
Okay.
Be open on Christmas Day.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I guess if it is real, because when I'm going 40 years back in the restaurant business, but we did it when I was at T. Wright's, we did open on Christmas Day,
Greg and I,
4 o'clock on Christmas Day.
Greg and I would crap Christmas on a different day than Christmas. And on Christmas Day, we'd have a nice breakfast and just sit around, and then in the afternoon we'd get in the truck and drive around and see who was out and about and what was open and stuff. And it actually was kind of fun.
Well, that's what she's thinking, because she, you know, has forged relationships with customers, and she knows some, you know, would probably love more than anything to come in here.
If it's legal to be open, I don't.
Okay. Not a motion or anything. No. Okay.
I have one other thing that we didn't put it on the agenda, but I want to thank Randy for his.
And you scooted out of here on Tuesday, our last council meeting, before anybody can even see you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thank you for your time.
And if there comes an opening again and you're interested, I hope that you will apply again.
Sure.
Yes. Now you've got, and you're actually able to open up, like I told Stapes when he started. It takes a year before you really figure out what the hell's going on.
I don't mean to.
2 years or I appreciate it. Everything.
Yes, it's been nice to have you.
Very much so.
They were all panicked. Yeah, you scooted out of here last Tuesday so fast, and they're like, we didn't even say thank you.
That's when the roads were starting to ice over.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Just like I got.